latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. All City's chief executive, Ferran Soriano. He says Pep Guardiola will play with a core of only up to 15 players next season. The Spanish executive played a key role in convincing his old Barcelona coach to quit Bayern Munich for the Etihad this summer. And having got him on board, he says that despite speculation linking City with a whole host of players, including Borussia Dortmund midfielder Ilkay Gundogan, who is poised to be his first signing in a £19 million move, he says the 45-year-old will not bring in a big squad to deal with. He said he chooses to work with 14, 15 players that have his total confidence. The end result is a very stable playing style. He prefers working with small groups with stable hierarchies and not a lot of internal competition. Well, despite those words from Soriano, Pep Guardiola's also been linked with a swoop for Toni Kroos. He wants that a Real Madrid player to link up with Ilkay Gundogan, who's set to arrive from Borussia Dortmund. Guardiola worked with Kroos when he arrived at Bayern Munich 3 years ago, but was powerless to prevent the player's move to Madrid a year later. Well, Madrid could be set to sell Kroos to fund a bid to sign Paul Pogba from Juventus, and that is where City will come into the reckoning. Wilfred Bonny, he could be a victim of the Pep Guardiola tenure. It's reported he is set for a quick exit. His former club Swansea lead the race to sign the player. Bonny left the Liberty Stadium in January 2015 for £28 million to link up with City. He scored 26 goals in 54 league outings for the Swans, but only managed to find the back of the net 10 times for the Citizens in all competitions, falling down the pecking order. Set to be on his way this summer. Swansea still owed actually £16 million from City from the original transfer, but could write off the remaining debt to see him return to South Wales. And Raheem Sterling says he's in a more positive state of mind for Euro 2016 after working with sports psychiatrist Dr. Steve Peters. 21-year-old's had a rough time since his £49 million move from Liverpool last summer, but he says speaking with Dr. Peters is helping him get mentally stronger. He's definitely helped me. I've been seeing him here with the national team. Most of the boys do. He gets in your head. The mentality is key, and a strong part of it is blocking certain things out and focusing singularly on your football.